Track 7, Dancing into the Festival's 15th Anniversary. As the Autumn Festival of Norfolk returns, Rebecca Chapman, founder of Total Ensemble, explains why the annual event is such an inspiration.
The Autumn Festival of Norfolk is back, celebrating its 15th anniversary year with an exciting programme packed with events, creative projects, star speakers and more. It all starts on 18th of October with Dance into the Fall 2025 at UEA Drama Studio, an inspiring and inclusive event filled with originality, with dancers and community groups from across Norfolk taking part. It's great to be opening the festival, says Rebecca Chapman, Artistic Director and founder of Total Ensemble Arts Initiative, which is staging the dance platform. This is the third year of Dance into the Fall. We didn't realise quite how much demand there was. There's a huge demand from local choreographers who work massively hard throughout the year with their community groups and also with their own professional work. Also recently, in the last couple of years, there are a lot more inclusive groups who are integrated, disabled and non-disabled. So we just wanted to have a really good knees up all together and celebrate. It's also hugely intergenerational. This year we've got dancers of 16 to 21 who are embarking on dance training with a local theatre arts group, and then another of the groups have dancers who are in their 90s. We're looking at potentially between 50 and 70 dancers in all. It's quite incredible. The festival was co-founded by Stash Kirkbride, Artistic Director, and Peter Barrow, Executive Producer, in 2010 when it staged its first ever production at Norwich Cathedral's Hostry Building. It has since grown hugely and now takes in venues around the city and beyond during October and November. The festival is held in partnership with UEA. Rebecca has worked closely with the event ever since its start, and it was key to her setting up both Total Ensemble Theatre Company and its Arts Initiative strand. She says, "I think the festival is extraordinary. It has been a huge support to Total Ensemble, which was created under its umbrella in 2011. Without the support of the Autumn Festival, it would never have started, and certainly wouldn't have kept going for this length of time, because it always provides a bedrock." Total Ensemble Arts Initiative is one of the festival's signature projects, alongside the Norfolk Arts Awards, the Norfolk Actors Company, and the African Choir of Norfolk. The full programme is on the festival's website and also in the official brochure, which features a painting by celebrated young Norfolk artist Kieran Williamson, whose remarkable contribution to the arts locally will be recognised with the Norfolk Icon Award in this year's Norfolk Arts Awards. This year, Dance into the Fall will be staged at the UEA Drama Studio. Rebecca says, "We used Norfolk School's Blake Studios for the first 2 years, which was great. But we outgrew that last year and had to move it to the UEA because there's a lot more space. And also on top of that, you've got their volunteers and the choreographers as well. All the friends and family come, and it's always such a great night. With the help of the festival's volunteers, we have a party on the stage after the performance has finished. And that's an opportunity for all the participants and the audience to meet. There's soft networking going on there, with a glass of complimentary fizz from the festival, so it's a really gorgeous community evening. In Cahoots, Zen Arts and Rachel Canavan's Timeless Stories are all among those performing." Rebecca adds, "We've got some new participants this year, new choreographers, people who have recently moved up to Norwich, and younger dancers who don't get much opportunity to create work and to practice their choreography. Two emerging artists, younger dancers who are starting out in their career, are having the opportunity to create solos to try out." Rebecca herself is a performance artist and freelance arts practitioner. She trained as a classical ballet teacher, did a degree in contemporary dance and performance arts, and trained as an actor at Bristol Old Vic Theatre School. Then lived and worked in London. While working in London, she regularly visited Norwich and recalls, "I liked it so much that I had a feeling I might live here one day and moved here in 2005. Recently, she has enjoyed reconnecting with her old dance background via Total Ensemble and Dance Into the Fall. I danced a solo last year. It was one of the best things I've ever done, actually, because I used to dance and I needed the challenge, I think, she says. The festival as a whole is clearly an inspiration to her. She says, the wonderful thing is that it's such a collaboration between professionals, amateurs and volunteers. And there's such a broad program, with speakers coming from outside of Norfolk, writers, visual arts, performing arts and more. The thing with the festival and Total Ensemble is that they've launched people and helped to change attitudes and help people to find a path in life. Stash is the absolute driving force and keeps going year on year. Over the years, he's managed to gather such a great collection of people who are truly committed and very good at what they do to support him, with the drive to make it happen every year. And it never stops. The cycle of work never stops. He's already programming next year's. The time taken to prepare for Dance Into the Fall varies, depending on factors, including whether a group is adapting a previous piece, Rebecca explains. She adds that some things can be prepared well ahead, but others have to be left until nearer the time. There's always the adrenaline and the level of risk of, will we ever be ready? But that's the same with any kind of live event or performance, isn't it? But that's why it's so exciting and why people love it, because there's always that element of risk and the unknown. It's the school of lifelong learning. There's no doubt about it. There are sleepless nights. I've had to rewrite a whole script at 4 a.m. because somebody dropped out for very good reasons. I think there was a week to go, and we'd been rehearsing for a year on a very large piece with Total Ensemble. So there are always things that hit you at the last minute. But it's all good fun. Following on from Dance Into the Fall, another upcoming Total Ensemble project is Move Into the Spring. This will be a series of fun, inclusive theatre workshops, including both disabled and non-disabled people working together, to be held between January and March in different places between Norwich and Great Yarmouth. The details for the workshops are still to be finalised. If you're interested in taking part, contact Rebecca via email, rebecca@totalensemble.org. You can also find out more about Total Ensemble by visiting totalensemble.org. For more information about the festival and to book tickets, visit autumnfestivalofnorfolk.org. Tickets can also be booked in person at the Norwich Theatre box office or by calling 01603 598 676. A lineup of famous names will be speaking at this year's festival in a series of headline conversations. Author Michael Morpurgo will appear live in conversation with Dr. Jasmine Kirkbride at UAA Lecture Theatre on the Saturday, 1st of November. This special afternoon celebrates Morpurgo's literary legacy, spanning over 100 books for both young and old. Audiences will have the exclusive opportunity to buy his two new titles. On the same day, broadcaster Rita Chakrabarty joins writer Tahira Yacoub at the Hostry for an in-depth conversation exploring journalism, identity and public life. Sunday, 2nd of November offers two further headline events at the Hostry. Beloved actor and presenter Tony Robinson will be in conversation with Nicholas Witchell at 1 p.m, followed by broadcaster and economist Evan Davis talking to festival ambassador Chris Jacob at 3:30.